Joining us from the National Weather Service in Indianapolis is meteorologist David Beachler. David, before we get to the possible weather tonight, let's discuss some fog this morning. What parts of the state are seeing some fog out there?
Yeah, most of the dense fog that's around the area is off to the west of the Indianapolis metropolitan area and off also to the north. There is a little bit of reduction in the visibilities around the Indy area. However, the dense fog, the stuff that's below a quarter mile visibility that really creates hazardous driving conditions, that's off to the west and north. It's not to say that some folks that are traveling through the Indy area might see dense fog in some locations, but primarily it's well west and north of the area.
Okay, any fog advisories being issued?
We do have a currently in effect a dense fog advisory until 11 a.m., and we do anticipate that probably between the 9 and 10 a.m. time frame is when we're going to start to see some dissipation in that dense fog and some lifting, but probably going to continue in a few spots until 11 o'clock this morning. We just have really light winds right now and optimal conditions with the warm front that's overhead and high dew points that's creating kind of this prolonged period of dense fog this morning.
Okay, and then we turn our attention to tonight. When is exactly the timeline that we might be seeing severe weather?
Well, right now it looks like the thunderstorm activity will start to get going sometime after sunset. There is a possibility we could have some scattered showers and thunderstorms prior to sunset, but really it's more focused in the later evening and overnight hours. And that's where we're most concerned with a lot of things, especially as it comes to safety, just because with nocturnal thunderstorms, it's more difficult to get an idea on the timing and the arrival of that. So that's why we try to get the messaging out there for everybody to seek shelter and to have a plan and to stay safe. Now, as far as the timing for the bigger thunderstorm activity, it looks like it's probably going to be more towards the 10 o'clock time frame until about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. And with this type of a setup right now, it's going to be fast-moving thunderstorms. So it's going to be really moving pretty quickly from the southwest to the northeast.
And which parts of the state are under the greatest risk? It looks like it's the southern part of the state, actually.
It is. I mean, not to say that there isn't a threat further north. The highest probability is off to the southwest of Indianapolis. But the Storm Prediction Center has expanded the slight risk further north, and they've also increased the area under an enhanced outlook to the southwest. And they'll have another update later this morning, and possibly they may make changes to that at that time. But really, the whole area could see strong to severe thunderstorms later tonight and through the overnight hours. And so that's why we want to try and convey that the potential is there for really anybody in central Indiana could experience severe weather later tonight.
And what are some of the biggest threats that people need to be watching out for?
Right now, the biggest threats that we're concerned with is damaging winds. Now, there is also the possibility of an isolated tornado with this type of a setup. It's very dynamical, very, very complex. The isolated tornado can't be ruled out. In addition, the possibility is for large hail. Now, granted, this is going to be moving pretty quickly, so that's why the main concern is damaging winds. But like I said, the possibility still exists that we could have an isolated tornado with this setup.
Okay, and when is all this expected to move out?
Right now, it looks like we'll probably see things coming to an end sometime mid-Saturday morning. There is a sharp cold front that's going to be moving through the area. And anticipating really gusty winds on the backside of that. Now, I say cold front, it's not really going to drop temperatures substantially. We're still going to be above normal for temperatures, but it is going to be substantially cooler from what we're going to see as highs today. Highs today are probably going to be in the lower to middle 60s for most of the area.
Okay, and then what is the rest of the weekend looking like?
Looks like temperatures are going to cool off into the 40s. And we do get a little bit of a break, and then we have high pressure building back in closer to second half of the weekend, and that's when we're anticipating temperatures to moderate again back towards the 50s and 60s as we head into next week. At this point in time, it looks like we're going to stay quiet until possibly Wednesday into Thursday of next week, when we could see another round of showers and thunderstorms. Up until that point, though, it's looking like it's going to be quiet.
Okay, so starting on Saturday throughout the rest of the weekend, it looks like things are going to calm down and cool down.
A little bit, yeah. It looks like it's going to stay quiet for the most part after we get through the system late tonight and Saturday morning. And then, like I said, a little bit of cooling for Saturday into Sunday. But really, it's back into the 40s and 50s and possibly even 60-degree temperature as we get into the middle parts of next week.
Okay, that's all I've got, David. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
The only thing I would say is that if you're going to be out and about this evening, to have a plan if you encounter severe weather. The thunderstorms that we're anticipating, it can be really a dangerous setup given the fact that it's happening at nighttime. So make sure you have a NOAA weather radio and make sure you have a kit ready to go if you do need to seek shelter.
All right. He's meteorologist David Beachler with the National Weather Service in Indianapolis. David, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Have a great day.